Maybe last week you heard that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian called private firefighters to save their $50 million mansion from the wildfires and were blasted for employing what have been called concierge firefighters. But it turns out private wildfire fighting has been around for years, mainly through insurance companies. And this story got us wanting to know more. David Torgerson is president of Wildfire Defense Systems. They operate in 21 states. He's in Billings, Montana. And David, your company wasn't the one that reportedly put out the fires at the Kardashian West home, but you do similar work. How does it work?
Sure. We primarily work for insurance companies, and we have since 2008. And so the way this model works is that the insurance companies have a wildfire program, and we are their service provider for that. And we dispatch engines in a very similar fashion to how our federal government tracks fire and dispatches engines in regions. We mm-hmm. operate in a similar fashion.
But you're sending yours to the clients of the insurance company.
That's correct.
Right. And what do you say to people who take umbrage at that, who are, you know, first of all, just finding out that Kimye, as they call Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, you know, might have an insurance company that, you know, will call a private firefighter? I mean, they think that's elitist.
Well, we certainly don't see it that way, and I don't believe that that's the case at all. This has been going on for 11 years. We've responded to over 550 wildfires on behalf of the insurance industry. And these are offerings that the insurance companies are doing at no cost to the policyholders. So this is not a pay-to-play, and it never has been. Mm-hmm. It's you just need to pick the insurers that have this, and the insurers have found over time that this is a very effective way to serve their policyholders. You know, mitigate losses, and the insurers absorb the costs.
Well, and they absorb the cost because it's a far greater cost to, let's say, replace a $50 million mansion or even a, you know, a $100,000 home. So you're saying it's, you know, it's across the board. You could just as easily go to a fire of a client who's not in a mansion.
Oh, that's exactly right. The vast majority, in fact, more than 90% of the homes in the programs we serve are average value.
Okay.
There's nothing particular about the high net worth. There's no minimum policy levels. You just have to pick the insurer that has that program, and you can have your agent or broker look it up.
Okay, there's so many questions here. So you say it doesn't come at a cost to the insured, but surely they must pay more for that.
They do not.
They don't.
It's a common misconception that this is a pay-to-play or concierge. And that's just not the case.
So, David, what are some of the companies, the insurance companies, who are using your and other services?
Sure. We work for nearly a dozen insurance companies now. You know, one of the big innovators was Chubb Insurance, and they are a high net worth. So it is true that we serve high net worth insurers. But USAA Insurance, which is a company that serves our military, active military and veterans and their family, we work with big insurers and we work with smaller mutual regional insurers. So companies like Mutual of Enumclaw out of Washington State, who insure in a region in the Northwest and some down into California. And so, you know, even at a smaller insurer scale, they have found that these customer service, the ability to contribute to not having losses has been sustainable for all kinds of insurers. Mm. You know, we work with Cincinnati Insurance and many others.
Okay, so how does this work? I mean, do you coordinate it with the local authorities? Because if you're sending trucks to privately battle some flames that are impacting a client, that in fact could help firefighters. They don't have to go there. So how does this work? How do you coordinate?
Well, this has been going on, like I say, again, mm-hmm. for over a decade. And 96% of the time, our government officials that are running the fires and controlling the evacuation zones have seen the value in allowing these insurance program engines or insurance resources, we call them, to come in and contribute to the survivability of these homes. So we check in with the incident command. We get access granted. We communicate. We coordinate. But this is not new. For the last 40 years, private resources have been working on wildfires for the government. And we have been one of those contractors as well since 2001. The difference here is that this is something that we've brought to the insurance industry so that they can contribute and provide services to their policyholders. It's supplemental. It's not taking away from any process. It's adding to resources. The people that we have are firefighters. They've been working in fire for decades. They've worked at state and federal levels. They are essentially have the exact same certifications under the national system.
We took a look back at firefighting. It started, at least the notion that we're familiar with, in London, you know, in the 1700s. And it was insurance companies that had their own brigades because they all had something at risk. But then you get to the 1900s here in the U.S. It evolved into this professional force using new technologies. People understood that it couldn't just be everyone running out and grabbing a bucket. It had to be more professional. And also that city governments could centralize the use of them, decide where they get sent, and also centralize the money that was to pay for them. Do you worry at all that, you know, so many things are being privatized, that you may start eroding what is a matter of civic pride to a lot of people, that they have their own fire department that represents their city?
It's not one or the other. We're getting a situation here where the government service replaced the insurance wildfire service 100 years ago. We've come back now since 2008, and where the insurance programs are supplemental and helping. Fire is getting to be a bigger problem. Mm. We're not eroding anything. You can never have enough resources during a wildfire as long as they're properly coordinated and properly trained.
Yeah. I'm still stunned. I mean, the perception is, and it would be, especially when the name Kardashian gets involved, that this is an elite program. It's, for the rich who are paying extra and depleting resources. I mean, that's what the headline feels like. It's still hard to believe that anybody can get the service if they get the right insurer to offer it, and they don't pay any more for it. And I understand, too, that it's not just that your company fights fires. You also fireproof properties?
Yeah, our mission is a little different when we work with the insurance industry. And remember, we can get dispatched on a fire by the government or the insurance industry.
Right.
But we do a lot of work in the insurance industry because – you know, we can dispatch directly. In our government service, all of our public resources go out first, and then they call for resources that are public from other areas, and then the last ones to go out are the contractors. In this case, we're allowed to work more directly and dispatch directly to those fires.
Well, in the meantime, you've said fires are getting worse. I'm presuming you mean, the global warming and its effect, and it seems like ideas outside of the box like this, and as you said, it's not really that outside of the box, been going on for a while, are going to have to be used even more.
Well, I think Governor Brown in California has said this really well. This is the new normal, and expect more of it for one reason or the other. We live with it every day. You know, in 2008, we were not working as intensely with it. Our seasons were shorter as we were working with these insurer programs. And then each year we would add a couple of weeks, and we're dispatching to fires every month of the year.
David Torgerson, president of Wildfire Defense Systems, a private firefighting company. David, thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And a couple of notes. David says that the Kardashian Wests may have called a private firefighting company outside of their insurance coverage. That is rare, but it happens. And we checked with a few insurance companies, and they confirmed they do offer this private wildfire fighting service for free to customers in certain fire-prone zip codes. But David says you won't see private trucks coming down the street in places that don't have wildfires.